You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
May or may not believe in, it's Friday Live on BFM, brought to you by the Thirsty Dog.
Sure is. And we're pleased as punch to have Mr. Skyscraper Stan in studio and Dominic Hoey, aka Tourette's.
Yo.
Welcome, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
You guys are in the middle of a bit of a jaunt around the country?
We're just starting. This is tonight's going to be our first show together.
Yeah, we're at the very beginning of a jaunt around the country.
So we're still getting along.
How ironed out is it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't hate each other's material yet.
Have you left room to move? Like, what's the format of the show?
It's just us doing two separate sets, really.
Right.
But we thought, why don't we just spend 3 weeks together in the car?
Yeah.
Bro down.
Yeah.
Sweet. It's a good idea. We don't know particularly what's going to happen. I'd like to think that by the end of it, maybe we can like do a couple of tunes together or something.
Yeah, why not?
Don't know what.
Yeah, that's how. What usually happens, this kind of thing.
Time spent,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And like, I'm curious about the car now. I don't know why, but have you got like a mint car to cruise around in or something reliable?
Yeah, my mate Josh Juggum, he's bringing his car. It's kind of like a family car, like sort of like,
you know, those, one of those jelly beans,
like a Honda Odyssey.
Sort of in between a jelly bean and a station wagon.
Yep.
Got you. Looks cool. Like a family should be in it.
Like a spaceship kind of vibe.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. Diesel? Definitely talked about this too much. But
yeah, so people are texting me, I was going to put my phone.
Diesel is actually pretty important. I was looking at the fuel, because I've been living in Australia, so coming back over, looking at the fuel prices, it's like over $2 a litre.
It's funny, like I don't drive, I ride a scooter and I just don't think about gas prices, but like I do want to drive a car somewhere, it's like,
they're crazy.
Oh, hang on a minute.
They're crazy.
I'm actually learning to drive at the moment.
Oh, wow. Where are you at?
I drove yesterday.
I mean like, really? Like first, you have your own scratchy, you've got your learners?
Yeah, I got my learners.
Oh, sure.
Are you doing a manual?
That's the hard work.
Fuck no.
No, straight to auto.
Yeah, it's the future. Right. Don't bother with them.
Well, they're going to have robots driving
the
car.
Well, yeah, that's what I figure. Once we get to full automation, we're not going to have to worry about knowing how to control a vehicle at all.
Fact.
Yeah.
Hey, back to the scenario.
I'm just curious to learn a little bit about your history together. Why have you guys paired up? What's it? You guys.
Dom sent me a Facebook message.
Okay.
Yeah.
Such is life, eh?
Yeah. Well, Stan used to serve me drinks at Whammy Bar.
Oh, that's lovely.
And then we hit it off. Cellar.
And then you used to serve me tacos at Trippy Taco.
That's right.
Yeah. And then
so a life of hospitality.
We combined our service experience into a. Into a live music tour.
We actually did a show together in Melbourne when I was over there.
Oh, right.
It went good.
Yeah, it went
apart
great.
From your mate.
A drunken
mate. He's like a professional heckler. Okay. He's the biggest pain in the ass.
What was like any sweet heckle lines? Like, play some Chili's.
No, that's the problem. He thinks that he just tries to have conversations with.
He's hammered
performers.
Drunk, isn't he? Your friend's hammered drunk.
Yeah, he's trying to be friendly, but he just misses the mark every single time.
He's just an Australian, basically.
Yeah, carry on.
He's from Wellington.
Is he? Oh. Well, fuck, shows what I'm talking, know what I'm talking about.
Australia will do that to you, though.
Yeah, he's just been in Australia for too long.
Hey, let's get some, let's do some live stuff. I think we agreed we were going to go a poem, song, poem.
Yeah. Should we tell people at the show, or we'll do that then?
Oh, yeah, we'll do that like in between.
Do it now and do it at the end.
I had all this written down, but I just put it somewhere else and I can't find it.
I just thought of it because I can see myself on the screen.
Definitely talk about the show.
Tonight, Golden Dawn, I think we're going to kick off at about 9.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Stan, I'm going to be selling novels. Stan's got albums.
I do, yeah.
I'll sign your novel for you. I'll sign it.
I'll sign the novel too.
Yeah. And it's going to be hilarity.
Matt.
All right. I'll start anyway. I've got a poem called Dead Chicken Meat. I lost my job recently. I looked for it down the back of the couch, but I couldn't find it anywhere. So I went and saw a career counsellor to help figure out what kind of work I'm best suited for. I told them my skill set. I lie like I breathe, have endless harebrained schemes, talk shit constantly, and they entered it all into the computer. Advertising, they said. And my heart sunk. But I'm not an amoral piece of human bacteria, I protested. beggars can't be choosers, fuckface, they replied. And it was true, I had to pay rent and the cadaver where I keep my ideas needed feeding. Maybe it won't be so bad, I mused, wearing a suit over my carnivorous skin, pitching luxury nightmares to my boss who's like 10 years younger than me and his pug dogs tattooed on his arms. How's the chicken account going, Dom, he asks, even though I've told him only Australians and people I hate call me Dom. I'm pretty pleased with what I come up with, I say, shuffling some papers dramatically. Do you like dead chicken meat? Then come on down to Dead Chicken Meat City. We have raw dead chicken meat, boiled dead chicken meat, deep fried dead chicken meat. Even vegetarians hate chickens. They're fucking luggage with their beady eyes and shit personalities. May as well eat them. Fuck the chickens. That's our motto here at Dead Chicken Meat City. And everyone nods and says something like, money is nice, eh? Oh, I love how you worked in the motto, Dom, my boss says. What about the existential dread account? And everyone looks at me expectantly because I've been working on this for a few weeks. Is there something unspoken that terrifies you? Does it play on your mind throughout the day? Do you feel lonely even when surrounded by loved ones? If you answered yes to any of the above, then you need legal drugs, just like illegal drugs without the jail time. Don't read the side effects, dickhead. Just swallow them and say goodbye to crushing existential dread. And everyone claps and says something like, oh, I'm a coward, eh? The boss says, well, Dom, we should have you around for one of our bespoke barbecue nights, even though he knows I'm vegan and the sight of him makes me want to vomit in my mouth. Then we celebrate with an orgy of expensive drugs and limp sex, and over time, I quit writing stupid poetry altogether so I can promote the hideous beauty of capitalism full time. The career counselor is quiet for a minute and then says, yeah, well, there's a job going at Officeworks.
Yo. Woo. Dominic Toretto, ladies and gentlemen. Fabulous. How many poems do you reckon you've got in your arsenal?
Like that I've ever written?
Yeah.
Or that it's like kind of performing?
Oh, just that you've ever written. Crazy.
Thousands?
Yeah.
I guess I'd say. But, you know, like probably like 200 of those are worth... showing it.
And how many could you like tap into in your mind, like remember?
Oh, I don't know, I reckon maybe like 50.
Far out. Cool.
Sweet.
All right. And a push. That's one half of the scenario happening at Golden Dawn tonight, kicking off at around 8. That was Dominic Tretso. And now, should we slip into a Skyscraper Stan vibe? Might have to nick that.
Might as well. I'm going to nick the
old
microphone. You guys can just be my. I don't do the headphones thing. No, they freak me out.
She'll be right, mate. We'll get
headphones are scary. I don't like hearing my own voice. That's for the adoring public. All right, I'll do a wordy one because I guess that's the whole idea, right? Can you hear that guitar coming through loud and clear?
We got it.
Do they still sell Dunhill Blues here in New Zealand? Yeah, right. Well, this is a song called The Dole Cues and Dunhill Blues. He spoke of a life spent living with fast women in the slow lane. Dole cues, Dunhill blues, visitation rights every Sunday. What a state, 28 days straight, drinking bottom shelf bourbon in the can lukewarm. He was pissing in the wind with a skin full in, catatonic on the front lawn. This is my moment, and this is my time, you're living in. Long counting odds out wrong, he was cash strapped at the dog track. Pinch cut, he was destitute, but for the pipe in the baggie and his backpack. Somebody said there was a place up ahead where the door clerk slept on the job all night. He was shaking like a leaf in the wind when they crashed in through the skylight. This is my moment, and this is my time, you're living in. Living in, living in. Living in now, heart racing, he made haste, but the first taste is never free. His eyes cast wide to find that easy money. Clean homes, kids set kitchens, kids grown fat from white bread living. Concrete lined suburban gold mines, built to fit all the shit on the television. This is my moment, and this is my time, you're living in. Living in, you're living in, living in. Now they found him in a couple of hours, he was sat alone at the bar. Said he did what he did for the kids as they folded him into the car.
Cuffed hands on the witness stand, the whole thing looked like the movies. No remorse, the papers reported. All he said to the jury was, "This is my moment, and this is my time you're living in. This is my moment, and this is my time you're living in.
Yes, Stanley.
Thank you kindly.
That's my rock music song. Don't expect it to sound like that.
that was going to be my question. Is it just you on stage with the acoustic guitar?
Yeah, it's just me and the akui.
So it's going to be quite an intimate scenario, really. I'm getting the vibe now.
Yeah, we decided to go with the sort of wordsmith element of the whole.
It's great. I get it.
Yeah, it takes up a lot of space for two people, though.
Yeah, like the show in Melbourne. Went great.
Oh, have you guys kind of done a little crash test?
Yeah, there's lots of yelling at the audience. And
yeah. That was just that one guy, Stan's mate, though, to be fair.
Dom had some pretty brutal shutdowns.
Really?
I remember one moment he tried to start talking to Dom again, and Dom was like, no, mate, you and me.
Yeah, that's
we
it.
We don't get along.
Sometimes it's better off calling it, eh? It's not going anywhere. Do you find that your poems, sometimes they won't translate because a lot of them are sort of the local struggle here in Auckland town or like New Zealand?
America's been the only place where it was really like, this isn't going to work. Like,
right.
I mean, I did a bunch of shows over there, and like after the first one, I had to go back to the hotel and basically rewrite a bunch of it.
Buzzy.
Because they're like, even like, if you say track pants instead of sweatpants, like they wouldn't even try to get it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that was, but I just did this thing where like I was like, I would explain the New Zealand references, but then I started explaining the American shit as well. I was like, oh, do you know who the Simpsons are? Like little yellow guys. You know that, man. Like.
But hey, what are the dates after Golden Dawn tonight?
Then on Wednesday, we're going to be in Rotorua. Then we're going to Napier, Hastings, Wellington, Picton. Then all down the South Island, then back up, and then we're doing the Wine Cellar on 24th.
Strong.
Lee on the 25th.
Cool, man.
Mm. Right. So it's massive. Dom pretty much did all the work for this.
Right. Got the van.
What's that?
Got the sweet van.
Yeah, got the
booked all the like
bubble car.
Hey, what are you guys playing? Like, I'm expecting like out of the way little barns and places and stuff like that.
Yeah, we're playing some pretty small places.
Couple
we're
of
playing
those.
In a hall in a town of 40 people. So.
Sick. That's great.
That's the Fox Glacier sort of somewhere around there. That's the
keeping those halls open. Hey, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet.
So should I do one more and then we'll get out of here?
Right on.
Cool. This one's called Scum. My father lives on the edge of the Waipua forest in a ghost town stitched together by a river coated in scum. The locals don't swim there no more, and if you see someone in the water, they're probably German. Smoking weed in my father's shack, rain kisses the plywood and rust. Around the wet back stove, we talk about the money that gets into everything, leaving it hollow like maggots or bullets. When it's fine, we walk the dirt roads. My father's dog, Jenny, runs along the riverbank, chasing the restless water, pushing the scum aside. He introduces me to locals, their faces thick with history, points out the common land, telling me about the village meetings and how when he was fixing the shack, everyone helped out. As the sun burns low, we drink stout, feeding the fire until it is fat and laughing. The money is the scum, but we are the river. Boom.
Dang. Is that, I always like, when it comes to poems, I'm like, done? He's done, right? You know when you do you get there at the gig? Like there's like about a couple of seconds after the thing, or do you like signal everyone? Okay, we're done.
Yeah, sort of throw the phone across the stage.
Yeah.
Oh, awesome! Hey, thanks so much, gents, for coming in once again. Skyscraper Stan, joined by Dominic Tourette's Hoey, playing up and down the country, and two times in Auckland, one time tonight, and another time in maybe
on
a few weeks.
Yeah.
Right on. Hey, cool. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. Awesome.
See you guys.
That was Friday Live on 95 BFM. Thanks to the Thirsty Dog.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.